Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the MTA has some good news about the new experiment banning cars from 14th Street, Manhattan. Mike Sugarman's been looking into it.
So, Mike, what's the good news?
Well, Joe, it seems to be working. That's good. You probably remember a couple weeks ago, October 2nd, the MTA prohibited cars from driving on 14th Street between 3rd Avenue and 9th Avenue, that, of course, is a very popular crosstown route. So buses would have a clear way to go. And the first results are in for the 2 weeks. Bus ridership is up 35% on the weekends and 17% on the weekdays. And buses are on time more. And they're traveling faster. So for the first 2 weeks, it seems to be working.
Mike, that's the good news. Let's talk about the not-so-good news. The MTA's inspector general blasting the MTA as a place where overtime fraud can flourish. What's she talking about here?
Well, they looked into overtime. They did this with the LIRR a couple of days ago and found that four or five people were making $250,000 because they were traveling places that maybe they were, maybe they weren't. There wasn't a lot of oversight. They found kind of the same thing with the subways and the buses, especially the MTA workers. There's no way to verify. You write down overtime. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. So there are people, the head of the MTA subway and bus system, Andy Byford, makes $300,000 a year. He's 24th on the list of people at the MTA. There are people just line workers that are making that much and more, and much of it is because of overtime, which may or may not be worked. A lot of it, you know, they're not saying that it's not being done. It's just that there's no verification, and they're wasting could be $1 billion because in an eighth of the budget, more than $1 billion, $1.8 billion, is spent on overtime. They just don't know if it's accurate or not.
Mike, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Mike Sugarman.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.